Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 49ers are 3-0 right now, and they play Jacksonville on Sunday to go to 4-0. That'd be basically a quarter of the season would be over. They're off to a great start, and the question I have for 49er fans is, what do you make of this 3-0 start? Does it have staying power? And have the expectations of this team changed from the start of the year to now? And if so, which direction? Because they have had injuries, and now they've lost Bosa, and Purdy's still battling his way back, and Kittle's still going to make, going to have to miss a few more games. Or do you look at this team and say, we're 3-0 with a bunch of, with several backup players, and we're ahead of schedule, and we might be able to win this division, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs?
Yeah. What would you say if I told you, I could tell you what I think, just like you did, but the bottom line is the players control it. And I'm not going to sit up here, Stoney, until I see it, tell you this defense is not going to take a step two, three, or maybe they take a step forward in a crazy world without Bosa. So everything is just hard. It's just been a root canal. This has been a root canal season for the San Francisco 49ers, Harry, from a standpoint of what they've been without. And with that said, Stoney, do you have on the Stoney computer – any thought or feel about Brock and his availability? I know it's Wednesday, but when you're driving or you're going home, you're on BART, do you think, you know what, he'll probably be back?
I mean, when I look at this game against Jacksonville,
2-1.
It's a game where, you know, again, if he's not 100%, I'm going to play Mac Jones. I just have to. The season's too long. Yeah. It's just too long. And also, I mean, you're 3-0. I guess if you'd be 0-3,
yeah.
You know, I don't like to play the record game determining whether you're going to play a guy who's hurt or not, but you are 3-0 right now.
That's how I would operate if I were running it.
Yeah,
urgency, I mean, Stoney, like, we ain't, man, Stoney, you okay? Come
yeah,
on.
I tend He's to probably teetering. Be safe about it, yeah. For sure. 888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, I shared a video, an email from one of my 49er buddies who says, yeah, I get that they're 3-0 guys, but I'm not really sure you've been discussing this team honestly.
Wow.
And, you know, he said, you got to take into account the schedule, and you've got to take into account, you know, all the young players on this team, and you've got to take into account how they've won the games. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is it's a results-oriented business, and they're 3-0. And they got a chance to go 4-0 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I feel like I can look at it in the middle. You know, you look at last year, they lost a couple games early after the first three games where they didn't make a couple plays. Well, they might be the same team as last year, but they've already won two games because they made plays in games that they didn't last year. So the way I look at it is, even if they're essentially the same team as last year, they've already won a couple more games this year than they didn't last year. So,
man,
like, that's you're playing with a little bit of house money.
No doubt about it. And on top of that, if I can add, and Stoney, you haven't been full throttle. You've been without some studs, and you continue to be without. I mean, your first guy that's out for the year that we know now is Bosa. Stoney, real quick, I want to ask you something. You did a read. What are you doing Saturday?
I'm going to be at Freedman's Appliance.
So that's the place you love.
I love Disneyland. I love it in Pleasant Valley.
So you'll
Pleasant
be doing Hill. The show?
No. Grandy and Evan will be doing the show from 12 to 3.
Grandy.
I'll just be mingling.
Dana coming with you?
I don't know.
Right.
He usually, if he's in the area. No, I was going to say, if he needs an appliance, that's where you should go for sure. Let's start out with Fernando. Fernando's in Morgan Hill. What's going on, Fernando? How you doing, man?
I get it. I'm doing great. You know what? Maybe Harry is just not ready to lend his emotions out, you know, like to the Niners. Like, I'm right there with him. But this is what I see this year versus last year. There's a big difference. I think right now the Niners are having real-time tryouts, and they're hitting, and people are getting the parts. Why is that a good thing? Guess what? It's a long season. What if somebody goes down again? Hey, whether it's Upton Stout breaking up a pass last week, whether it's Pinheiro kicking a game-winning a field goal, whether it's McCaffrey breaking, every week this year someone is stepping up and making a play where I'll bet you a Starbucks gift card last year, nobody was doing that, and that's why the Niners were falling short. So right now, this is the Niners, right? They're having the real-time tryouts for those replacements, and how can you get any better expectations than game time, right? Mm. And before I also leave, the Niners need to go all in on Trey Hendrickson, get a first and second, and go in because this you got to go on 100%. Thank you, guys. I'm out. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Fernando. Appreciate the call.
And we don't even know. Yes, your guy in Cincinnati, Stoney. I know you know, but
yep.
We don't even know. They're 2-1, his availability. But I get it. You want a replacement, but that's not going to me, be answered here until a couple weeks, more than a couple weeks. But the bottom line is you're 3-0, and I just – Harry wants to hear, I guess, panic radio like they're 0-3, but that's the blessing. You've, and Stoney, you said they've won two games like that. They've won, all their victories have come via, you know, make that last stand, games they couldn't win last year.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is they're 3-0. They've won three games against two division opponents, and I came into the season with no expectations of this team. But because you have no expectations, the goal's to make the playoffs, obviously. And they're on a pace to make the playoffs
right now.
And so it doesn't mean I don't think they're a great team right now, but they're 3-0 right now. So now they get to play another three games, and if they win three of them, they'll be 6-0.
Yeah.
And if they lose three of them, they'll be 3-3. They'll still be hanging around. So that's the way I look at these three wins, is that even if you're not a team that's headed toward 14-3, well, you've already got a couple wins that you might not have had last year that may end up getting you to 10 wins, which gives you a shot at the playoffs. So I view it both ways. I view it, yeah, they're 3-0. They're probably not the best 3-0 team in the league, but it's going to be hard at any point this season, I think, to talk about the Niners like the best team in the league or one of the best teams in the league, because the schedule's going to prevent some people from coming all the way around on this team no matter how many games they win. That's just the way it's going to be.
I'm not mad at that, and I'll say this. The Niners didn't handpick their schedule. We know that. They paid the price for it to get this what we deem easy schedule. But these games through 3 weeks in, Harry, have not been easy, but they got them. And I'll say this to you, Stoney. The death knell in the NFL is when you get to that 0-2 and then they throw up the percentages of 0-2 teams, the percent of those teams that go 0-2 to make the playoffs. It's like, that's real. That's just something a lot of teams can't overcome. So imagine if the Niners were 0-3. You might be like, the season's over, or you're a couple victories away from it being a wrap. You know? So now you're on the flip side of that, and I'm thinking worst case scenario, just say you lose to Jacksonville, the Rams, and whoever you have after that. I don't know if it's Tampa, whoever, Stoney, and you're 3-3. You still got action to make the most of your season, but had Harry they not made a play in two of these three games, you're 1-2 or 0-3, then we're talking about you're playing for draft position.
Yeah, I'm
that's real.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how I, you know, would look at it if I were a fan, and I would think I'd be I mean, I'd be real happy this team is 3-0. There's no doubt about
enjoy
it.
Enjoy that.
Well, and,
until
somebody,
Sunday.
Yeah, and somebody said, you know, tell Harry just to enjoy the wins.
That's it.
But that doesn't work for everybody. That doesn't work for everybody. He thinks he knows what he's seeing. And by the way, like, just he was talking about how he didn't like the Vikings all of last year either, even when they were winning. And that's the other thing.
But they had
the kind of guy
season,
goes,
though.
Yeah, if they go 10-7 and they make the playoffs and they get beat by the Lions, like, he's going to be really, he's going to say, I told y'all. That's what he's going to say. And that's kind of the part that I'm a little bit, I struggle to interpret, because
now I think he's being unfair.
Well, he's saying making the playoffs not quite enough.
Yeah.
Or what he's saying is, maybe, you know, just because you made the playoffs doesn't mean you're a great team.
Well,
So I'm just trying to interpret what he's saying.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that with Minnesota. You find the human being that thought or saw Minnesota and what they did last year, which was it culminated in a good season. Yeah, they didn't go to the Super Bowl, but they came out of nowhere, shocked the hell out of me. But, Stani, that, when it was all said and done, was a good season. No, I want Harry to tell me who he is hearing. It ain't Willard or Dibbs. It ain't Spadoni, Joe, or Bonte. It ain't you or I after 3 weeks saying this team is ready to go to the Super Bowl. And that, to me, strips it of fun, because the fact that we don't know yet how this defense is going to bounce back without Bosa, how these youngsters, even with Bosa, had made strides, even when they make, you know, miss an assignment. This offense, where's the running game? You know, there's so many questions to be answered. But, Stani, you know me. I'm a fan, but I'm never going to apologize for being 3-0 and enjoying 3-0 until we got you take the field Sunday.
Yeah, but you can be a high. Yeah, but you can be 3-0 and know that the team's not as good as you think.
And I think, wouldn't you say that about the Niners now?
I think there's a lot of fans that believe this team, and I don't know that it can't.
But they're a work in progress.
And I guess it would be.
The beautiful part of it is they're undefeated.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Here's what it would be like to me. All right, Tulane started out 3-0.
No, Stani.
I'm just telling you, they started out 3-0.
Green Wave.
All right.
He got it.
They played Ole Miss last week. They lost 45-10. All right, so now they're 3-1. So now how good's Tulane? Well, we never thought they could compete with SEC schools anyway. Okay. And they didn't. And so now they'll go back and they'll play Army and Navy and they'll probably finish 9-3. And they'll have a shot at getting into as a group of five team, but they're not going anywhere as a group of five team. And I think, like, that's the way he would look at this team. Like, yeah, you're going to get some wins during the regular season, and that's great. And I've been a Niner fan for 100 years, and so the playoffs in and of themselves aren't a win. And I think we're talking about this team like they're better than they are. That's what Harry would say.
Mm. And, man.
And by the way, no malice with Harry.
Well, I'll say this, Donna. You hurt me over the weekend. So your daughter's my niece, and you've been talking to the Bay Area about Tulane. So I wanted to support, and I turn on the game Saturday. Dude drops the pass. I'm watching the game, not with you, but with you. And then I say, catch the ball on the thread, and you respond, I can't do this. Like, dude, you got me watching Tulane.
I just meant we can't talk about the game while it's going on. That's all.
Yeah, they got whooped. But their season's not over because they lost to Ole Miss, Donnie. That's what I'm saying. They may lose the rest. They may lose out.
Well, they won't, because their schedule's really easy.
But the goal.
So they played a good team and they got waxed.
Right.
And I think that's what Harry thinks
the Niners are.
Right now. Right now. They're a team that's 3-0, but they're not an elite team.
Now, what about, I can't wait to hear from Harry after they play the Rams. Because I still think, you know, guys and gals like Harry, Jacksonville doesn't meet that criteria. But it doesn't matter. You want to stack wins. But I do wonder, somehow they beat the Rams. It's the NFL. Anything can happen. Then what's Harry saying? Or people like him?
This on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. And we're talking about just kind of how you view this 49er start.
I don't think we're overrating them.
At 3-0.
I just don't, man.
Are we... You know, are we overhyping this team?
How can you? They've been without their starting quarterback. They've been without their starting tight end.
I mean, now, I don't think they're that great. I just don't.
And I get, but I'm they, like, that
but
doesn't
if
mess.
They go 5-0, then they're going to be 5-0.
Couldn't somebody call you a hater for going there when they're 3-0? And you're probably right, but they're 3-0. Can't people just enjoy that? Nobody's printing up T-shirts, "We're Billy Badass," or "Our stuff don't stink." I guess that's what I would add. And we're all different, man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 3-0 Niners. Do they have staying power? Do you think this team has staying power? And here's the other thing. Like, let's get into what you all think this team is and can be. Are there fans out there thinking this team could make a run to the Super Bowl? Because I think that's where certain fans would be like, pump the brakes.
And I would be one of them.
All right. So what's an egg? This team can win 13 games. Maybe this. Okay, let's go through it. This team can win the Super Bowl. Is that realistic?
I don't feel like that's a fair question right
okay,
now.
Can this team get to the NFC Championship? Can this team win 13 games and be the best team in the division? Can they win the division? Can they get in as a wild card? Will they not get in as a wild card? I don't know what people realistically believe this team can accomplish. And if seven people call in a row and say, I think this team can win the Super Bowl, well, then maybe that's what Harry's talking about when he says they're so far from that, we shouldn't be talking about that right now. But if most of the fans believe it, then that's the expectation and that's what we got to go on.
Yeah. I would just say, can they go 4-0? Can they go 4-0? That, and I believe we know that's what Kyle's preaching in the players, Fred Warner and the rest of the gang, Stoney. Can you go 4-0? Can you beat the next opponent on your schedule? But as far as what you're talking about, that's Sports Talk Radio 101, but it seems like Harry doesn't want to hear that. But I haven't heard a lot of people call in and say that. This thing is so unique in regard to next man up. You got a youngsters on defense everywhere. And through 3 weeks, you like what you see. Has it been pretty? No. So why not just enjoy the moment and the ride? And that's what I talk about when I go preach a dural on you, Stani. Just in life, we're always worried about the next and down the road. Enjoy today. And that's how I feel Niner fans are doing. They're enjoying right now the first 3 weeks. Hey, Harry, they can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be 0-3, but they're not. And I think there's some pleasure in that.
Let's go to Jeremy in Oakland. Hey, Jeremy, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Big fan of the show, and I really appreciate the topic because I was just having this conversation with my coworker this morning. And now there's some truth to what your friend Harry is saying, Steiny, but the bottom line is this. If you've been watching football long enough, you know that these games usually come down to a few plays, and the margin for error and the margin to make mistakes is very, very thin. And just look at the Green Bay-Cleveland game. You know, it looked like Green Bay had it in the bag, but then Cleveland made a few plays and ended up winning the game. And that's exactly what the 49ers are doing. And, you know, that's it. That's just the bottom line. And they're 3-0 because of it, you know, just because of those few plays that they made. So as far as where they could take this, I mean, it's a week to week basis. I mean, at this point, we can't say they're going to go here or go there. We just got to wait and see week to week. So that's all.
And I've actually been thinking a lot about that too, Jeremy. Appreciate the call. And so the Niners went 6-11. This is the way, and I never know what to make of this, to be quite honest. So the Niners went 6-11 last year, and you guys saw all the games. If I were to say, and I don't know if there's an exact answer to this question, but how many plays, if you added up at the end of the season, the Niners went 6-11. If you could change a certain number of plays, how many plays would you need to change for them to have gone 10-7? And I really do feel like it might be less than 10.
I was going to say 7 or 8.
Fine. It's fine. 7 or 8 plays are the difference between 6-11 and 10-7. So that's what seasons come down to. If you can make a majority of those plays, you're going to win more games. If you can't, then you're going to go 6-11 like the Niners did last year. And so I always wonder, I mean, does it just come down to 3 to 5 plays a game in 80% of the games that you need to make? I don't know. Like, I don't know what the difference is between the 49ers losing that game last year to the Rams when they fell apart and a game that they should have won. It was 5 plays went against them.
Yeah.
And but then 5 plays that you don't make is the reason you're not a good football team. So I never know how to kind of decipher, you know, what team got snake bit by a couple bad plays and what teams just aren't great and don't make those plays.
Yeah, well, there's luck involved in all the sports, but sometimes you create your luck. And I think what you're talking about is playmakers make plays. And when you don't have a lot of playmakers, guess what, Steiny? You don't make plays and you take L's. But coming into last year, the 49ers lost that heartbreaking Super Bowl. So to me, I didn't know – I didn't think, I didn't foresee anything about a hangover. I've never played the game, a Super Bowl hangover. So every week up until week 11 or 12, I thought the Niners still had action, even without McCaffrey. I thought, here we go. Okay, it's about to turn. It's about to turn. And boy, was I wrong. And I was just blown away that season went to the wayside. You win 6 games. Now you fast forward to this season. Stoney, I didn't know what to expect. All these, you know, the Greenlaws who I wanted, the Niners wanted them. I was like, they can't find replacements for him. Looks like they have. And you got all these youngsters popping on the defensive side of the ball. You lose Brock Purdy the second game of the season. So I'm like, okay, that might be an L. It's not. So they're forming an identity right now. I think it's fun. And it's easy for me to say, sitting on my couch with the remote, that, you know, what did I tell you Monday? Man, this is roller coaster football because you need to buckle up. You need a seatbelt. So I don't know who the 2025 Niners are, but through 12 quarters, they have shown me it looks like they've went to the lab and found a concoction that can help them pull out close games. Now, Stoney, they may lose the next 5 that way.
Yeah, that's
– you know, but yeah. I'm just going off of what I see through 3 games.
Yeah, and see, that's where – I am not going to assume that because they were able to make plays against the first 3 opponents that they'll be able to make it.
Sustain it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Jacksonville makes those big plays next week. Or you know what? Maybe the Niners play well enough for 3 quarters that it won't come down to that.
But without Bosa, you got to believe. And we'll watch. And we want, hey, even if the defense is superb this Sunday at home against Jacksonville, Steiny, you still got to watch this team for weeks to know the impact if they can overcome Bosa's loss.
Here's the other thing I wonder.
That's a huge loss, man.
Here's the other thing I wonder. And okay, you came into the season and you're like, yeah,
I
don't think we're going to be that great this year. Let's say, you know what? I think we're looking at 8-9 or 9-8. I think we're an average team. Okay, that's fine. Well, now you're 3-0. So maybe you are an average team, but you're 3-0, which means you should be 1-2. So you could still be an average team, but you won a bunch of tight games. Hey, so what if you didn't deserve them? And I'm not even saying that.
That's what I'm saying.
But you've got infinitely more of an opportunity right now to win 10 games than you would if you were 1-2. That's the way I look at it. I don't know if they're good, bad, indifferent. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't know what they are. I just know they're 3-0 right now. And yeah, they could be 1-2, but these two wins that they got that maybe they shouldn't have, they're going to count as one win for the rest of the season, and somebody else is going to have to make up for them to leapfrog the 49ers in the standings. So
they're 6-3 before.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
They're 6-3-0 teams, Donnie.
Right.
Do you think Harry or any, asking you?
Let's go through the 3-0 teams on the other side.
Okay, because I want to say something
and start talking to them about. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.